господин секретарь.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Here's what I have to say. At our previous sessions, we even prepared a survey where we all proposed how we would affix the Urvis plate and what it should look at. So starting this discussion all over again, I think, is not the correct way to work. I don't believe that we have ever mentioned that it should be metal or something specific. We had two criteria. The first is that the Urvis number has to be visible on the plate. And the second criterion was that it should be affixed to the rolling stock in a way that it will stay put. These are the main criteria. After the section on dimensions, we are discussing the material for the Urvis marker. We say that it needs to withstand the variety of weather conditions that are described in Appendix 1, that this isn't compliant with number 5, I agree, and we do need to paraphrase point number 5 and fix it a bit. But in my opinion, the two criteria that I have mentioned, that it should be affixed in such a way that it will stay, and that the Urvis number needs to be visible, but what material it's made of, that's not something that we are including here, whether it has to be metal or plastic or gold or something else. That's not relevant to our conversation, so I'm not entirely certain why we are digressing here. Thank you.